Hi Sagittarius, welcome to your horoscope psychic tarot reading for the month of February 2022. Thank you for listening and watching. I am Lamar Townsend. If you're new, I'm a psychic and energy channeler, a tarot reader, and an astrologer. If you'd be interested in a personal reading from me, check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. This is where you can get a reading from me, and this is where you can view all my rates, services, and products that I offer. If you're listening on the podcast, come on over to twitch.tv/LamarTownsendTarot when you can to view the live video version. But if you want a reading, once you've visited LamarTownsendTarot.com, you would go right to the store section, and here's where you can view all the rates, services, and products that I offer. As you can see, I do make a lot of stuff. I make jewelry, I sew things. I do also birth chart readings, compatibility birth chart readings, if you want to compare your natal chart to someone else's. I also do mediumship readings if you want to learn about your, you know, or connect to your ancestors or spirit guides. I do past life readings if you want to learn about your past lives. I do individual birth chart readings. I do phone psychic tarot readings, email psychic tarot readings, video recorded psychic tarot readings. I also do teach tarot classes. I do candles. I make, like I said, necklaces and so much more. So if you'd be interested in any of these things, check out my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. Thank you for listening, by the way. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Let's get right into the reading and see what we've got going on. Thank you for cleansing and creating the energy of the stack. When you pass reading, amen, amen, amen. Let's see what's coming up for Sagittarius, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between for February 2022. What's coming up, Spirit, for the Zodiac sign Sagittarius for the month of February 2022? Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. I get the Page of Swords as your first card. So there's something maybe new you're learning about yourself this month. Something new you've recently learned and maybe putting into practice this month. Or you definitely could be put in a new situation, new environment that's causing you to learn about yourself this month or learn more about yourself. Or you're exploring. I do get the Tower connected to money and finances, so you may want to make sure you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's this month in terms of finances. Make sure, you know, that you're saving up for any upcoming bills or, you know, major things that you may owe or payments coming up, because there could be something about crossing of wires almost, like, you know, almost like this delay could cause another delay, and then the wires cross and suddenly your account, you know, is overdrafted. Like, there's something like that. So I would just once again make sure you're crossing your T's, dotting your I's, paying attention to your accounts. Get the Five of Pentacles. There's also something about paying attention to what you're spending your money on, but not just, or like your resources in general, not just your money, but also pay attention to what you spend your time on and who you spend your time with. Like, the energy you, or what you put your energy towards, the thoughts, you know, the words, you know, that you speak, you know, the energy that you put out there. Like, there's something about looking at the investments that you have in that way. Or this thing, you know, the energy you've invested in that way, or the resources you've invested. There's something about wanting to stand in solidarity, wanting to stand independently, wanting to stand alone, Sagittarius, this month, that could be connected to home, family, maybe emotionally. Definitely, this is a month where you're realizing there is a sense of aloneness in certain experiences that you're experiencing right now, in the sense that you're going through it and other people may not understand. You could have people around you, you know, friends, lovers, roommates, family, whatever, but there's still an energy of, I'm still going through this alone. I have to deal with this alone. But it brings some sort of emotional strength, all right? Definitely a lot of new energy around you this month in February. Could be maybe a Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, or Leo, new person coming around. All right, this month, that could be prominent in some way, shape, or form. Or it could be, once again, you starting something new, starting new projects, starting new, a new job, or, you know, a new business, something like that. Sagittarius, the Six of Cups comes up in terms of your health, daily routine, work, and job. With the Six of Cups coming out, it's kind of interesting. There's definitely a need for self-discipline this month, Sagittarius, but there's a need for self-discipline even in the sense of saying no. If you need to say no. Alright? I get the Four of Pentacles showing up in your placement of one-on-one relationships and business partnerships. There may be a need to sacrifice this month as well. You know, maybe, you know, if you have friends that like to go out this month, but you know you need to save money, you may need to sacrifice going out to save money, kind of thing. You know, if you have people around you that are going out, you know, and maybe not, you know, taking the best care of their health, you know, or the best precautions, but you know, maybe it's the certain season, you know, where, you know, you have allergies, you're prone to having issues, maybe you may need to sacrifice, once again, going out, spending time with these people to have good health. It's like there's something about that where there's a need for sacrifice. With Eight of Swords coming out in your placement of change and transformation, I feel like there's an ending or a transformation that's coming up that you know has to happen or that is coming, but it's like you're almost like, it's almost like you're perceiving it as impending doom. Like, I know this is coming up. Like, I know I have to do this. I don't want to do it. But I'm going through with it blindly. I'm blindly going through with it. But there is something where there's a need to be educated on something. There's a need to have some sort of information or knowledge that is credible or makes you credible. It's kind of a need to know basis. Like, you need to know this. It's kind of like when you go to the doctors, you know, and, you know, you're getting your checkup and, you know, you need to go get your checkup. You need to know how your health is, but at the same time, you're scared. You're kind of blindly going in, you know, like, I don't want to hear any bad news kind of thing. But it's the information and the knowledge that empowers you, actually. The knowledge that you receive in terms of, you know, whatever it is that you receive, but also the knowledge that you can overcome whatever fears, or you can overcome your biggest worries or what you think is impending doom. Like, but all it takes is some sort of knowledge. Like, don't be afraid of knowledge or seeing what's on the other side. Like, you know, opening up the veil to see, you know, like, what's behind the veil, like in The Wizard of Oz. Like, don't be afraid to see the truth, basically. Which is interesting because you all are basically truth seekers. But I think in you seeking truth this month, Sagittarius, it brings some sort of validation. You know, like once you do receive the truth or, you know, some form of information, it's like, I knew it all along. You know, I knew the whole time that it was going to be this, but I was, you know, like freaking out, or I don't know. Whatever it is, it validates what you thought already or what you already knew to be true, but it also validates your spiritual connection to spirit. All right. For carrying you through this, like, weird period of knowing but not knowing something, and then it becomes confirmed. I get a King of Pentacles showing up. This could be a Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus that could be prominent in some way, shape, or form, connected to friends, acquaintances, social group, maybe social media. All right. But in the end, I get the Sun, Sagittarius, so a new door opens, a new path opens. Spiritual blessing by the end of the month. There's something also with this month, Sagittarius, where you know you find that by trusting your spirit, trusting in spirit, and following the path ahead, wherever it leads to the Sun. A beautiful Sun moment. We will follow the Sun. I love that song by Hoku. All right, you guys, that is a beautiful reading. That's all I have for you, Sagittarius. If you would like to elaborate, however, check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. I am available for personal readings, and I would love to read for you. Thank you for listening, watching, and make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow me on my other social media pages, and you have a great month. I'll see you in the next month. I'll see you in your own personal reading. Either way, I'll see you soon. Love and light.